Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
No longer to be at 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest in D.C. So you heard it. You heard it right here. And believe it or not, they're all packed up. Can you imagine all those boxes? That's what you're... Your public radio, I know, you feel part of the family. Well, your family in D.C. is moving houses, so be a little patient with them because there are going to be some wonky times over the next few days. You hear things going odd. It's not just the membership campaign here. It's actually a kind of a transitional moment for NPR. We'd love for you to support it. They're moving because they want to do bigger and better things. You make it possible with your pledge, 760-2010. Online, it's WPLN.org.
Zeitlin & Company Realtors is adding $25 to pledges of $50 or more right now. Take advantage of that. And if you've never made your pledge before, this happens all the time. People listen for a long time before they realize, oh, the membership campaigns, they're talking to me. Yes, you. If you have not made a pledge before, let me just call you on the carpet here. Why not? You know, we don't ask that you do any more than something that fits within your budget and is, comparable to the listening that you do. Could you do $5 a month for Nashville Public Radio? $5 a month and we could set up a bank draft. You could set that up this morning with one of our lovely volunteers who have taken time out of their Saturday morning to come answer phones. They're waiting for you on the other end of this line, 760-2010. Toll-free, you're outside the calling area, you're up in Sewanee, use the toll-free line, 866-760-2010. And, of course, you can pledge online at WPLN.org.
Welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Department of Revenue Enhancement here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yeah, right, the Revenue Enhancement. If you're not versed in the art of subtlety, you may not know that Revenue Enhancement is a euphemism for stick 'em up, pal.
That's right, and through the magic of cellular interpersonal technology, we have already done a Dun & Bradstreet on every single one of you, so we know that everyone listening today is financially capable of making a pledge, with the possible exception of my brother.
Well, what do you mean? I got some deposit bottles here in my shopping cart.
There's no deposit on salad dressing bottles, you dope.
There isn't.
Look, we'll talk to you some more about keeping the station properly dressed in a little while. But before we do that, let's give out a few of our patented wrong answers.
I'm right there with you, bro.
I knew you would be. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Teresa. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Teresa.
Hi.
T-H-E-R-E-S-A?
Yeah, no H.
No H. See, no. I was right in there.
Well, I'm having an international incident in my own home.
Did you say you're from Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Dallas.
Okay.
But my husband's British, see?
Oh.
And we have to move from Dallas to Ohio.
Does he have a stiff upper lip?
Yes,
I've always wondered.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, they are. Those Brits, they do have it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's part of our argument. He's just very immovable. I go, well, it's going to snow. We need a new car. He said, I want a truck. I said, no, you can't have a truck. How about a four-wheel drive vehicle? How about a Toyota? And he goes, oh, well, we want the best in the world, don't we? We want the Land Rover. I said, just because you're British, you think everything's great. He goes, oh, you got the best engineers in the world over there. And I go, well, let me do some homework. So I looked at the numbers.
You do that very well, Teresa.
I know.
I'm sure you had a
sure
lot of experience.
Goads him.
Well, I lived in England for a year, so
you did.
I got that down pretty good. But I said, okay, let me do some homework. And I said, well, look, the Toyota is a little cheaper, but the maintenance, I think, is going to kill us. Because we can go and get Toyota parts pretty easily, but the Rover, we're going to have to go to the dealership, and, you know, I just hate that. They just really put it to you with all the money and all the maintenance.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. He said, Pookie, you're lying. you're lying, just to get your way again, aren't you? I said, no, no. I said, look, I know two guys. I'm going to call these two guys, and they're gonna prove me right.
Goes, Pookie, eh?
Yeah.
Pookie, yeah. Pookie, you're lying.
Well, he thinks he knows more about cars than I do, because I'm just, you know.
You're just a woman.
I'm just a woman from Texas, too. That's even worse. But he just thinks since it's snowy up there, we're going to need a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Well, he's probably right. He is right.
Oh.
So what is the choice between the Range Rover and what? A Toyota what?
Well, the lower model, the four.
The 4Runner.
Yeah.
I don't know. You probably have not had a lot of experience driving in snow.
No.
I think you are right in your assessment of that the dealer is going to kill you on repairs.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had my choice of a Discovery or a 4Runner, I'd want a Discovery, too.
Oh, no.
I would.
Why?
Because it's cute. And they're the best engineers in the world over there in England.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, God, we were just toying with you.
You guys are supposed to agree with me.
Well, your husband's on the other line.
No, he's not.
He sent us $20. No, the truth is that you're right. The Toyota will probably have far fewer problems, and they will be less expensive to fix.
And the dealer network is much larger, obviously. I mean, You can find a Toyota dealer anywhere. You're not going to find a Range Rover dealer. Yeah.
But if I were the one who had to drive it, I would much rather be driving a Discovery because I think it's a more interesting, more fun vehicle to drive than a lousy Toyota 4Runner. That's how I feel about it.
He's going to be impossible to live with now. He's going to be right.
And we have to, you know, say that it will not be as reliable as the 4Runner. We'll almost guarantee you that.
I think in a left-brain way, you are 100% right, but I'm not sure this is a completely left-brain decision to be made.
Okay.
And don't forget, if it stinks, you can always sell it.
That's true.
It's just a car.
Better yet, if it does break down, you can blame them every day.
Exactly right.
Say, you Brits engineer my foot.
Right. This may be your one and only British vehicle, because if it turns out to be a disaster, you can tell them that you told him so, Pookie. See you, love.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
And what would she ever do if they bought the Toyota and it broke down every couple of days?
Oh, that's why she's going to buy
the... You'd never be able to talk your way out of that.
She's got to get the Discovery and hope that it's a basket case.
Yeah, but wait, let's go back for a minute. We were talking about left brain versus right brain decisions. Now, let me ask you, what would you call making a pledge? Is that a left brain activity or is that a right brain activity?
Well, I'd have to say right brain.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, look at what you're being asked to do this week. We're asking you, for no apparent reason, to voluntarily go to the phone, call us up, and when we answer, throw money at us. Now, what would the left brain say about that?
Would say, what are you, some kind of moron or what?
Exactly. So then, making a pledge has to be a right-brained activity.
Maybe.
It's by definition a creative act, an artistic impulse, a stirring of the soul, rising up to say, thank you for the arts, information, and entertainment you have provided and nourished me with.
Pookie, you're laying it on a little thick now, aren't you?
Well, you know,
Actually, I think pledging is very much a left-brained activity. I mean, the left brain can understand that since we don't have commercials on NPR, we need money from home. From Yum. We have to keep those programs on the air. Even your left brain should be able to figure that out, can it?
Well, whichever half of your brain you like to use, please use it now to call us and make a pledge. Every dollar makes a difference.
And if you're like my brother and you don't use any part of your brain, ask a friend to help you with the phone.
Thanks in advance. Here's the number to call.
It's 760-2010. That's 760-2010. Toll free, it is 866-760-2010. Online, WPLN.org. Blake, I always have to laugh. I don't think Car Talk has anything to do with cars. It's really a domestic issues show.
You take your advice, your therapy chair.
I'm saying it's about prolonging conflict in the home place, because very rarely does the caller really get the answer mm-hmm. they really want to deliver to the other half.
No, it is almost always a question of what's going on with the car. Oh, this has something to do with what your husband tried to fix, or you all have differing views about what is going on.
Or he tells me it's my driving. Yes.
Well,
yes.
You are right, and so we should not call it car talk, but it is some other sort of talk. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, this is a show that is destination listening for folks. You turn on Saturday morning, and car talk is Saturday morning. Yes, we also air it other times over the weekend, but car talk is Saturday morning. And if car talk is your Saturday morning, I need to remind you, this is membership time. I can't make you feel as guilty as Click and Clack can. I'm not sure I can get away with it. But if they have convinced you, then give us a call this morning, 760-2010. 760-2010. You can also pledge online, WPLN.org.
You know, they say no apparent reason, just call us up and throw money at us. Well, actually, you have tons of reasons. Just this morning, not just Click and Clack, but I was hearing a piece from Broadway. I was hearing a conversation with Julia Sweeney about her new book. I got to hear Charlotte Church when she was 12, and a great interview with her this morning. Wow. Poetry from Tracy K. Smith. That's one morning of public radio. Find your moment. Make your pledge. It's 760. Throw the money at us, please. 760-2010. 866-760-2010, online, WPLN.org. And we have like three outstanding reasons for pledging right now. Actually, probably about five right now.
Five reasons.
And he's trying to guess what the other two are.
I can think of at least three, but I'll tell you, we've got three giveaways, these are drawings. Listen, we'd love to be able to give everyone a big thank you gift for calling. And there are thank you gifts at different giving levels, but we've got some big-time giveaways. Monday night, giving away $1,000 to Target. If you've already made a pledge, you are automatically entered. So take advantage of that, and some lucky WPLN listener is going to be getting $1,000 to Target. But if you pledge now, pledge early in this campaign, you will be entered into all the drawings. Wednesday night, a $1,500 shopping spree to the mall at Green Hills. Yes, I said $1,500. And then we've got a trip for two to Paris that we're giving away Friday afternoon. So lots to give away. Lucky WPLN listeners out there are going to win these, and it could be you if we hear from you. 760-2010. 760-2010. We say the number over and over, and do we sound like broken records? We might. But, you know, you don't really listen to the number until you need the number. Have you made the decision? Are you ready to make the pledge? Here's the number. 760-2010. You can also pledge online, of course, at WPLN.org. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back. And I have to say, I'm amazed that all of these people have volunteered to come in here today to answer phones.
Well, that's dedication for you, huh?
I mean, giving up their day off to take pledges. What do you think motivated these people? Do you think it's pure generosity?
Well, no, I think it's the five-course meal and the 64 Chateau Rothschild the station offered up, actually.
Right, plus all the tote bags they could grab.
1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, this is JP from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, JP.
What can we do for
you
today?
Why did you choose to be called by initials instead of by a name?
Instead
of by John Patrick, which is your real name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, that's very common in the South anyway, isn't it? Initials.
Maybe.
More common than it is up north here.
Okay.
Here we just have Shippen Bradshaw Throckmorton IV, you know.
Right.
And when you call him, you say, hey, Shippen Bradshaw, use the whole name.
Right.
All right. Okay, JP.
Okay, so I have an 87 Chevy S10 pickup truck, and it's has 300,000 miles on it.
Woof!
And it's a wonderful vehicle.
Really?
Now, my wife has been trying to get me to get rid of it for probably 5 years.
Well, why does she want you to get rid of it?
See, I also have this old motorcycle that doesn't run that well. And then we just got a little minivan. So now we have too many vehicles.
And she's embarrassed, quite honestly, to be seen in the S10, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I think women look hot when they're in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
She's going to get all the guys in the neighborhood to tell me I won't be any less of a man if I don't have a pickup truck.
Yeah, but, well, don't you believe that.
See, what she doesn't know...
Don't fall for that.
What I think would comfort her is that you say that gals look hot driving a pickup truck.
Yeah.
But trust me, You're driving this 87. Right. You don't look hot.
Oh, I don't care.
Well, that's good.
See, that's it. I mean, and guys don't care.
Right, yeah.
But it means something to you to be driving around. First of all, the fact that it's that old and it's still running,
right.
That's a sign of manliness because you've managed to make it keep running.
Hey, you know.
By whatever means.
That's what everybody thinks.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
That's why I drive a 40-year-old car.
Good stuff.
50-year-old car.
It's, yeah. My brother always tries to drive a car that's 10 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about.
Just about. Absolutely, the gap is actually widening.
There's some kind of a logarithmic.
There's something going on there. I don't know what it is.
I wish I had one of those wind-up things.
So what's... Do you have a question?
What's wrong with it is I leave the key in it in case any of my neighbors want to borrow it.
What a guy.
Yeah, and, well, they give me beer, so it's...
Trade off. No, they just put it right in the tank.
So my neighbor says he's going to borrow it, and I say, that's cool. And then I get a phone call saying, JP, what do you do about this stalling problem? And I said, what do you mean a stalling problem? Said, man, I was on Route 95, and the thing, you know, died on me. And I said, I don't know. It's never happened to me. So I'm like, you know, I don't know. And I'm just thinking, this guy, he's, you know, did something goofy or... Yeah. Whatever. So then he makes it home, all right, so that's good. And I think, well, I'm going to test drive it, you know, I'll drive it to work. So it's like 4:30 in the morning, and I'm going to work, and it happens to me. And I'm like, what, this is not right. So I'm on the highway, the interstate, and it just slowly dies on me. Like, it'll chug, and then it'll slow down, and then I'll give it gas. And when I put my foot on the pedal, it seems to die even quicker. So I make it up to an exit ramp, I get it in neutral, and then I'm just gunning it, you know, trying to blow out something or whatever.
Exactly, of course. That's a time-honored method.
Right.
Let's blow it out.
So, hey, you know. So it worked. So I've
it worked. Like, it never works.
Well, it took a couple minutes. I went about 5 miles an hour. That's as fast as it would go.
Yeah.
And then finally I was going downhill on the exit ramp going back home. And it opened up, and I made it home going 70 miles an hour.
Well, did the check engine light come on?
Yes. The check engine light is on almost all the time.
Oh, but was it on before this incident?
I'm not sure. It probably was.
It's always on. Who knows? Who can keep track of stuff like that? One day it's on, the next day it's on.
Well, I want to say that I think it's wonderful that you and your neighbors share your truck. I mean, I think that's a very, you know, wonderful thing to do.
Well, I'm lucky we have a good neighborhood.
Yeah, my neighbors borrow stuff and I never see it again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is that you have either a plugged fuel filter or a bad pump, fuel pump. Huh? But I wouldn't just go ahead and replace that. I mean, you should have somebody at least scan the thing to see if, in fact, the check engine light means anything.
Okay.
I would go there first.
Okay.
Okay, before you go, JP, I mean, since I was so good at picking out what your real name is, I'm going to put my
reputation
on the line again.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that even though you now live in Richmond, Virginia, that you have not always lived there.
That's correct.
And I'm going to further guess where you used to live.
Wow, you're going to be good if you get this.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow, man.
Wrong, huh?
Yeah, wrong.
How close?
But you're within 20 miles.
20 miles?
Yes.
Come on. That's
Bowie.
I call that a win.
Yeah, Bowie, Maryland. How did you... No.
I'm just too good.
I'm
just too good.
Yeah.
It's frightening, you know?
He is.
That is frightening.
Yeah.
It is.
Unfortunately, that's all that he's good for. But, hey, you can't have everything.
Hey, thanks for calling, JP.
Hey, thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi there. This is Therese from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Therese.
I have sort of a general car anatomy question.
Car anatomy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. About a week or so ago when the weather was really nice here, my two youngest sons, who are 4 and 2 years old, were outside playing. And after a couple of minutes, I went out to check on them, and they had been stuffing Jumbo sidewalk chalk up the exhaust pipe of my Plymouth Grand Voyage.
Ah, must have listened to the show of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we recommended this as a preventive measure.
Right. Yeah. The exhaust pipe was all different colors. They were black. And I wasn't sure what to do about this. I waited until my husband got home, turned on the car, and the chalk got blown out. But my question was, could the chalk have gotten up into the muffler? And my husband said, well, you know, if it rattles around when you drive, then we probably should get it checked out.
Well, tell your kids that next time they do this, it has a zero chance of getting to the muffler, unless they use a broomstick.
Right.
Right, well, they're not above doing that, so I just
yeah.
was wondering.
Well, I hope they're listening, so that next time they'll know
there will be no next time.
That you have to shove it all the way in.
Okay.
And then, yes, it...
Yes, it could get all the way to the muffler if it were done properly.
And it does take some practice, and that's... you got to start somewhere. So I think they've done fine by even thinking of this. They haven't tried it with a squirrel yet, have they?
But if it does happen, I mean, if it were to get into the muffler,
right.
The combination of the water, which is one of the exhaust products, one of the primary exhaust products, and the heat would break down the chalk.
So it wouldn't be a big deal anyway.
Let's see.
Don't.
Calcium carbonate. Oh, you get carbonic acid.
Okay. Oh, so rot the muffler right out and you'd need a new one.
Yeah. That's what you'd get.
I don't think so.
And then that would turn into...
Go ahead.
Quinine water. You might have
right,
a little
sparkling
factor.
Water.
You might have a little Evian factory.
Right, you could put Pellegrino out of business. Maybe this is how they do it.
I don't know. Yeah, no, there's nothing to worry about.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
See
thanks
you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Now, where else can you get information like that? I mean, I ask you, does any other media outlet in the country, in the world even, tell you how to get quinine water out of your tailpipe?
Yes, we do occupy a rather unique niche in mass media, don't we?
And that's exactly what we're asking you to support here today. This community that surrounds public radio, including you guys, the listeners, is one of the most unique and interesting groups of people on the planet.
And I think we all understand that keeping it going requires a contribution from every one of us.
Right. It requires contributions of time by the many, many volunteers, contributions of money by those who can't give their time.
And contributions of knowledge, like my brother made with his quinine water from chalk theory. In fact, I think the National Science Foundation is on the phone right now.
Ah, they want to make a pledge?
No, they're trying to get back the one they made yesterday.
Be a contributing member of the public radio community and call now.
Thanks very much, and here's the number to call.
It's 760-2010. That's 760-2010. You can pledge online. It's WPLN.org. We also have a toll-free number, 866-760-2010. We'd love to hear from either your left brain or your right brain for all, what did he say, the unique niche and the media landscape? Is that what he called us?
I like it.
They've carved it. It's there. Please support it. 760-2010.
Listen, what you get on the weekends with NPR is like nothing else. Frankly, anything you hear on NPR, NPR is like nothing else on the radio dial. My suspicion is that is precisely why you tune in to 90.3, because it is something much different. The reason we are able to sound different is because of you. And I'm not just telling you this to get you to pick up the phone. That is the honest truth, that without a member-supported model, we'd be running ads. It would sound different. And listen, there is a place for commercial broadcasting, but the reason we sound like we do is because listeners like yourself say, you know what? This is something I appreciate, and I'm willing to put some of my money behind this. And nobody sent me an invoice. Nobody is charging me to tune in, but I think it is valuable enough to pick up the phone and make a pledge. 760-2010, that is the phone number, 760-2010. WPLN.org is the web address. Now, Anita, you said folks have five reasons, mm-hmm. and I couldn't guess the last two, and then I cut you off before you could even get to them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was feeling like your other half. No, just kidding. Oh, that was a joke. You know, it's a domestic show. I like to call Car Talk a domestic show. So you're kind of like my work husband in a weird kind of way. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So where am I going with this? The three reasons that Blake mentioned. We have three giveaways between now and next Friday night. $1,000 gift card to Target. That's Monday night. $1,500 shopping spree to the mall at Green Hills. That's Wednesday night. Oh, my gosh. The grand finale. The Paris trip. Giving away a trip for two. One lucky WPLN listener and a travel buddy. But what are the two remaining reasons? Well, as the Car Talk guys have been saying, please call us up and throw money at us. We have some money thrown at us this morning. Zeitlin and Company Realtors, they want to add $25 on to every pledge of $50 or more. If you do $5 a month on a credit card or a bank draft, that's $60 pledge. That's over the $50 amount, and Zeitlin will add $25 into the till for us. We also have longtime renewing members, longtime listener members to Nashville Public Radio who give us extra money. It's a concept that is amazing to me. They give us extra money, and they say, hey, put it out there. Challenge the folks that have never made a phone call before, never made a pledge online, and we're going to match them dollar for dollar. You can do that. Make that pledge. You've never done it before. Really, honestly, easy. 90 seconds. Very, very painless. If you call us, you talk to really cool longtime listener members to Nashville Public Radio. Here's the number, 760-2010. If you're feeling a little introverted this morning, just go online. Take your time. It's WPLN.org. Make your pledge, an amount, again, that fits you.
And if you are needing to feel a little bit guilty, like Click and Clack would make you, maybe when you call in, you'll talk to one of our volunteers named Grant.
Grant's awesome.
Grant is 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Grant is also a supporting member of this station.
He is.
So if a 12-year-old can pinch pennies to become a member of WPLN, what could you do? You know, it's very easy to talk yourself out of it and say, you know, maybe next time, I don't know. There are all sorts of reasons that you could come up with, excuses I call them, not to give to WPLN. But I'll tell you, becoming a member makes you listen in a different way. You become the executive producer of shows like Car Talk. You listen in a different way. You know, when we get email comments from folks, often the first line is, hello, heard something on WPLN. I'm a member, have been for 20 years. It does give you a little bit of credibility, a little bit of authority, but, you'll also feel good about it. I can't say that I've met anyone who regrets being a member of Nashville Public Radio. You can join the club. Yes, the entrance admission is whatever you decide. You put a dollar figure on the listening you do. Consider your budget. Don't break the bank, but do something for WPLN this morning. 760-2010, WPLN.org.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but public radio gives you street cred.
Yes, it does. And it is a fine club to be in. And you join this morning with the phone call. Zeitlin and Company Realtors adding $25 to pledges of $50 or more. Like Anita said, that new member match going on. If this is the first time you're making a pledge, you'll be matched dollar for dollar. Maybe you'd like to give $30 to WPLN. This new member match turns it into $60. Take advantage. You'll be automatically entered into our three drawings. The first one coming up Monday night, $1,000. Yes, $1,000 to Target. Get in. You'll be entered into all three drawings automatically. Here's the phone number, 760-2010 or WPLN.org.
Puppets aren't just for kids. At the main library, the Nashville International Puppet Festival will host two special evening receptions and performances this June for the adult crowd. On June 20th, the Country Music Hall of Fame will host String City, Nashville's tradition of music and puppetry, an original performance by Wishing Chair Productions. On June 22nd, TPAC will host Martinis and Marionettes, an event featuring world-renowned puppeteer Philip Huber. Tickets are at NashvillePuppetFestival.com.
We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and virtual neighborhoods.
Right, like this one, this neighborhood that we've created on the air. NPR has created sort of a virtual street corner right here on the radio.
Yeah, right now you're hanging out with me and my brother, you know?
That guy who just shook you down for a pledge, that was virtual Uncle Enzo.
Hey, I have a question. If you're on a virtual street corner and you step in something virtual,
Does it smell?
That's a physics question. You're going to have to call physics talk.
All right, 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, fellas. This is Ethan calling you from Missoula, Montana.
Hi, Ethan from Missoula. What's going on, man?
Well, you guys, I have an ethics question dealing with selling my Chevy Blazer. I was driving across the country about 2 years ago, and it was struck by lightning.
Really?
And
were you in it?
I was. I was going about 70 miles an hour across Iowa at 2 in the morning.
How exciting was it?
it was something else. My hair was standing up for a couple hours.
Did it damage the truck at all?
Well, only electronically. I headed into a dealer for about 2 days in Council Bluffs, and they went through and took out anything electronic and put in brand new stuff. And since then, I haven't had any problems. So my question is, now that I'm selling this truck, is this something that I should be telling prospective buyers, or I have...
Absolutely. You couldn't have a better selling point than this. They've been hit by lightning. First of all, the chances of it being hit again, it's been like pre-disastered.
That's right. What a deal.
Yes, and it's already been hit by lightning. That's not going to happen to you.
You could put an ad in any paper and you'd get 500 phone calls. People are looking for cars that are already disastered.
So you don't think that it would scare off potential buyers to say that everything electronic was fried a couple years ago?
No,
I would advertise that I have all new electronics.
Right. Leave out that little detail.
People say, why do you have all new electronics? Well, every 15 years, I always replace everything electronic.
Well, no, then you could use
the electrons are all worn out.
You could use the mumbling technique. You say, yes, I have replaced the computer and the ignition module and all that. Why do you do that with a strawberry light? Excuse me? I'm sorry, lady.
Well, I feel a lot better about
but
that.
When the thing got hit, did the tires blow, too?
You know, the tires remained intact. I don't know if I got hit directly or if it hit the pavement and, you know, then got my axle. But whatever it was, there was a blinding flash, a deafening crash, and then everything went dead and dark.
Did you find yourself naked in an alien spaceship after this?
What? Yeah, did you?
And what did they do to you?
That won't be disclosed.
But you didn't suffer any kind of physical harm.
His hair was up for 2 days.
No.
You could have been hit by lightning.
I get hit every couple of days.
No, nothing long term, luckily.
Oh, that's good.
So it must have been a mini bolt, because I've heard of people whose cars have been hit where the tires just explode.
Yeah, that I've heard of that too, and I tell you guys, I'm thankful that it worked out the way it did. It could have been a heck of a lot worse.
But I think you have to fess up. I mean, I think it would be a selling point.
All right.
I think people would be honored to own a truck.
Well, you can test it out. Someone comes to see the truck, they drive it around, they say, I love it. And you say, well, you love it. You're going to love it even more when I tell you this. And if they say, oh, thanks very much, and they leave, don't tell the next person.
Right. There you go.
Sounds like a perfect litmus test. And hey, just in case you guys are curious, it is covered by insurance when you're struck by lightning. It's under the Act of God clause. So.
Well, what's insurance?
A good one, I guess.
See, Ethan.
See you guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
1-888-CAR-TALK or 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
My name's Celine, and I'm calling from Hollywood.
Celine.
Yes.
Celine is S-E-L-E-N-E.
It is.
Goddess of the moon.
How do you know that?
Oh, he knows everything.
Wow,
well,
I guess so.
He's in touch with osteoporosis. Who's the guy you're talking
to? Well, I'm impressed.
It's not osteoporosis.
No?
It's Omian Aspiavados.
Oh, that's Omian.
He's my channel, man. He's my channel surfer.
He's my
official channel
surfer. Celine, goddess of the moon.
Goddess of the moon, yeah.
From L.A.
Yeah.
I have...
Not just L.A.
Pardon?
Hollywood, L.A.
Hollywood, yeah. Specifically.
Are you a star?
That's
the moon.
No. I feed the stars.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, oh, you're a waitress.
I'm a production caterer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you get to know what the stars like and don't like
exactly.
As far as food.
Exactly.
Any peculiarities we should know about?
Who's picky?
Yeah, who's picky?
Oh, yeah, who's picky?
Who's the biggest pain in the butt?
You know, if I say, I might never work
All right, who's the nicest?
Who's the nicest? Michael Douglas. is the nicest man I have ever met in my life.
No kidding.
No kidding. He's really,
I guess
really,
you've
really
never
nice.
Met us then, Celine, have you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Michael Douglas. Well, that's nice to
he
know.
He seems like a nice guy, actually.
Yeah, he's really, really nice. I'll give you a mean one because I don't think I'll ever work with her again. Shannon Doherty.
I don't know.
Not nice.
Oh, yeah, no, she's mean to everybody.
Not nice. And she had to have a case of, I think it was Avion water delivered to her trailer every morning so she could wash her hair.
Oh, God.
But I don't think she's going to be working too much anymore, so.
Yeah, so what do you want, Celine?
I have, it's actually not mine, it's my boyfriend's,
uh-huh.
which is a 1980 Cadillac Seville with a squashed butt. I have a 1966 Dodge Dart.
Oh, now you're talking.
Which I love, and my mechanic loves it, too. My mechanic won't work on the Cadillac. Anyway, when a car is cold, and only when it's cold, it won't start. So I put the key in the ignition, and I turn the ignition, and it goes...
All right, lighten up, Celine.
And then, well, no, it'll keep doing it. And then, like, there's like a pitch change or something that I know something's like grabbed or something.
Right, and all of a sudden,
I get a gas.
Yeah.
So I get a gas and I rev it really, really high.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't have, once it does start, you don't have to rev it because I'm sure you've noticed.
Well, no, once it starts, if I don't rev it for a long time, it'll die.
That's a separate problem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe we're misjudging here.
Uh-huh.
Are there a million miles on this Seville?
No, there are 53,000 miles on a Seville, and I put 10 of those on.
Yeah.
Well, your mechanic doesn't like working on this car.
Correct.
And he doesn't want to work on it,
right.
So you've got to get it to someone who does.
Well, I took it to Cadillac, because he said, take it to Cadillac.
There you go.
So I took it to Cadillac.
Yeah.
So they said, you're going to have to leave it here overnight.
That's
so we can
true.
Start it when it's cold.
Good.
Yeah.
We can't give you a ride home. We're going to have to hook it up to a diagnostic. That'll be $180. It doesn't go towards the price of fixing the car. And
sure.
So that's why I'm calling you. But now something new has happened with the same problem, you know, like when now when I rev it up.
Uh-huh.
Recently, I start revving it up, and now it goes, bah! I just scared my cat. He's deaf.
Go get the cat from the top of the refrigerator. We'll wait.
And does it keep running after it goes bah? Or does it stop?
Yeah, no, it keep, well, see, as long as I keep flooring it, it runs.
Well, that's good. I've been getting the feeling as you were talking that the timing on this car is way out of adjustment. Now, this is a simple thing, and I think that's what all it's going to take to fix it.
The timing.
Ask your, what's your Dart guy's name?
My Dart guy's name is John, and he owns John's Truck and Auto in North Hollywood, and his wife's name is Sora, and they are so wonderful. They also work on the catering trucks,
and I
trust them with my life.
Yeah.
They are marvelous.
Ask John and Sora. If they have someone else nearby that's not the Cadillac shop that can work on your Cadillac, another gas station perhaps, or a repair shop, independent repair shop.
You don't need a Cadillac dealer to do this.
Uh-huh.
It sounds to me something simple. I think it might need some spark plugs or timing.
When it finally does warm up completely, does it run great?
It's fine. No, it's perfect.
Does it take off and have pretty good power?
Yeah.
Yeah, or does it go
not
poof?
As good as the Dodge, but yeah.
Not as good as the Dodge.
Not as good as the
that
Dodge.
Says, that
the
says
Dodge
a mouthful.
Is great.
Take it to another garage. They will figure it out, and I'm telling you, it's going to be...
Timing?
Bad ignition timing.
Okay.
Omian Aspiavados has spoken to me from the other side. And he knows that that's what it is. I am getting...
Yes.
Messages.
Yes, daughter of the moon.
Yes.
Daughter of the moon. It is Omion, and it is timing, and
well,
that's
going to
fix it.
I'm getting messages about a bad camshaft.
Oh.
Camshaft.
You don't want to know.
No.
I don't?
If you're lucky, it's my brother's suggestion.
Okay.
But I think I'm right.
Okay.
Let's give a bad camshaft.
Uh-oh.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
All right.
I have an intuitive feel for
good
these
luck.
Things.
Say hello to your boyfriend.
Great.
And say hello to Michael Douglas and everybody else. But
great.
Don't say hello to that you-know-what.
Yeah, I won't. Thanks, guys, for the advice.
And hurry up and go pick up those sandwiches. They're waiting for you.
Thanks,
don't forget
guys.
The Evian water.
Oh, never.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so she can wash her hair. Excuse me. I mean, what kind of a community have these people created out there in La La Land?
I don't know. I mean, I've never washed my hair in Evian water. I tried orange soda once. It's like a terrible split ass.
Let me tell you a little story about what real community is all about.
Story?
Yeah, a true story. Last Valentine's Day, I had the unfortunate opportunity, as we call it, to be vehicularly housed.
Oh, I got it. Your wife threw you out and you had to sleep in the car.
You got it.
So what'd you do? Forget Valentine's
no,
Day?
No, I didn't forget Valentine's Day. In fact, I went out and I bought my wife a can of oven cleaner.
Oh, nice move.
Anyway, as the week went by, all I had to keep me company was the radio.
Really, it was broken.
No, my son stole that. So it was only the voices of this station that got me through that long, cold week, that and the 12-volt space heater that I had stashed in the trunk a week earlier, just in case something
good
like this
thinking,
should happen.
Good thinking.
But every time I turned on the radio, I was reminded that I actually had friends out there. As I lay shivering on those vinyl seats, I heard Robert Siegel, Linda Wertheimer, Scott Simon, Sylvia Poggioli, and I realized what a great community of people there are in public radio. And I decided right then and there that I had to do my part to help them.
What'd you do? Send a check?
No, I couldn't send a check, but I sent them the oven cleaner that my wife had winged at me on my way out of the house.
Well, let this be a two-part lesson to all of you. One.
Or A.
A. Never give oven cleaner as a gift. And B. Two, support your public radio station because you never know when you'll really need it.
Become a contributing member of the public radio community by calling in your pledge now. Thanks, and here's the number to call.
760-2010. 760-2010. You'll talk to one of our lovely volunteers back in Studio C here at Nashville Public Radio. If you're outside the calling area, toll free, 866-760-2010. And you can pledge online at WPLN.org if you'd rather not talk to anybody this morning. Good morning. Blake Farmer in with Anita Bug for this hour of Car Talk. And Anita and I, we are news people. We are radio news people, which is not we don't have...
rare breed.
Yes, it is. But, you know, so much of what we do, sound drives what we do. And we always want to bring you interesting sound, whether that's interesting interview sound or what we call scene sound, nat sound, ambi. You didn't know there were these terms, right? Well, you know, Anita, I'm thinking, I don't know that I've ever heard an actual car on Car Talk, but you have heard a lot of car sounds. We are cracking up in here.
You can almost guarantee they'll get on the air if you're going to do it, if you're going to make some car sounds.
That's an interesting ploy. So if you're worried that maybe your story's not interesting enough, if you can make some crazy sound effects, your segment will make the air.
It will. And Celine from Hollywood, hers was especially long. I don't know. I mean, she sustained, you know.
Yes, what does your
And there's no better sound than to hear the Click and Clack brothers start to snort when they laugh. That's like, you know.
You've done it.
Well, the
sound that gets us jazzed is the sound of telephones ringing. I hate to say it, but when I go back to Studio C and the phones are ringing off the hook, I know that the business of public radio is being done. You can be part of that this morning with your phone call. You've been meaning to make it anyway, and I know it's a busy Saturday morning. You've got to get out and get the lawn mowed. You've got Little League practice later. Maybe I'm not sure what time the parade starts, but Mule Day festivities. You're heading to your Mule Day party. Well, I'll tell you, in 90 seconds, you can do something great for your public radio home with one phone call, 760-2010.
And the Click and Clack guys, they would appreciate this. We're having three giveaways this week. $1,000 gift card to Target Monday night, $1,500 shopping spree to the... That sounded so country, didn't it? $1,500 shopping spree to the mall at Green Hills on Wednesday evening. And the finale giveaway is a trip for two to Paris. So we'll be giving that away Friday evening at 6 p.m. as we wrap up. When you pledge, you're automatically entered into all three. If you've never made a pledge before, it's really easy, truly, about that 90 seconds of time. If you're like, how much do I pledge? Cool thing is, you get to choose. May I, Blake, suggest a level, a giving level that I know the car guys would be thrilled about?
Yes.
It's a giving level, $10 a month. It's a very, very hearty $120 pledge. We have a thank you gift at this pledging level. We only have a certain number of them. It's a pair of tickets, general admission to the Country Music Hall of Fame. So basically what you'd be doing is you'd be pledging and supporting Nashville Public Radio, and you get the couple tickets to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I've got family coming in June, and I'm thinking, two tickets down and three more to go. That's what I'm thinking. So take advantage. Make your pledge of support. Zeitlin & Company will add $25 on to any pledge of $50 or more, so that would count. If you're a new member, you get matched dollar for dollar. If you go the $120 pledge level, see, it's just all kinds of, it's math, and it goes crazy in my brain. Here's the number to really remember. 760-2010. That's where you can make a pledge.
We'll be hitting you with a lot of numbers this week, and you have to forgive us, and we know better. I mean, Anita is my editor. She says, there are too many numbers in this story. What are the most important numbers? Well, she said it. The most important numbers in this story are these, 760-2010. It's the phone number. WPLN.org, the web address, if you want to make your pledge there. You know, we don't want to sell ourselves short. I will give you a little inside info here. We try not to scare people away as if we're asking for a bunch of money from you. But
we would take it.
We do have folks who are longtime listeners, big supporters of the station, have the means to join what we call our producer circle, folks who give more than $1,000 a year to this station. We need your help as well. If you're ready to become a producer circle member, now's a great time to do it as well. 760-2010, WPLN.org. I mention that to say that at the $500 level, which you could break up on a bank draft if you like, this is just about the only way you can still get tickets to A Prairie Home Companion when Garrison Keillor and the crew are in town next month, May 11th. You're going to want to be there. Perhaps weekend listening is what you do with WPLN. Well, it's destination listening for me with A Prairie Home Companion. And if you've never seen the show in person, you gotta see the show in person. And at the Ryman, it's just magical. 760-2010, WPLN.org to make your pledge. Zeitlin & Company Realtors, we're getting a little bit of help from them. $25 added to pledges of $50 or more right now. This is the number, 760-2010. You can also pledge online at WPLN.org.
Lipscomb University's Department of Biology now offering a Master of Biomolecular Science, a non-thesis laboratory-based degree for individuals whose goal is medical or dental school or work in a biomolecular-based career through evening classes. Accepting applications now for the May 28th cohort. More information is available online at biology.lipscomb.edu.
Okay, how are we doing? Are those pledges piling up?
Piling may be too strong a word.
Stacking? Are they stacking up in there?
I wouldn't say that either. Right now, they're both just sitting on the table, kind of lying there.
Both? All right. Well, we'll give you another chance to do the right thing in a little while, but first, we have more car problems to solve, don't we?
Well, yes, not including the ones we created during the first part of today's show. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Karen from Boston.
Hi, Karen from
Karen,
Boston.
Karen, what part of Boston?
Wouldn't you like to know? But let me tell you about my problem.
Go ahead.
2001 Dodge Caravan SE. It runs fine.
An 01
but
Caravan?
But if you're riding with me, you're going to look at gauges that read no numbers on the digital. The gas is empty. The engine's cold. And we're going 120 miles an hour. So what do you think my problem is?
Say this
also,
again.
Your entire instrument cluster is out.
Not the lights.
Not the lights, but all the gauges don't read.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, it could be a fuse. Have you checked the fuses?
Yes, some people have climbed over different fuse boxes from under the hood to under the...
Yeah, there's one under the dash, there's one under the hood, God knows where else.
So well, if it's not that, any other idea?
Yeah, you probably need an instrument cluster.
Oh, okay, clusters of instruments.
Cluster, you did a cluster. It's one of the fourth day of Christmas. The third day of the cluster of instruments. I don't know, whatever. But I think that's what you need.
Very good.
And the easiest thing to do is just go and buy a used one.
The car's used already, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah,
if you have told us where you lived, we'd tell you where to go, but not going to tell you now. You probably want to tell us where to go.
Jamaica Plain. You've
not
heard
too
of
late.
That. Did you guess?
No, we didn't.
JP.
Well, yeah, we. Well, geez, you, but you typified most Bostonians, I think. Where do you live? You ain't gonna get that out of me. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Do we know any good junkyards in JP?
They're going fast all over Boston.
No, junkyards are disappearing.
Yeah, land value and environmental development. It's just running that to extinction.
Yeah, I'll get the phone book out. You'll find one. But your mechanic's going to find one. Take it to your local gas station, the place where you get your vehicle service, and tell them you think you need an instrument cluster.
Very good. Thank you for that great tip. I'm so knowledgeable now.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
See you, Karen.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Alexander in New York City.
Alexander. Do you use the whole name?
Most often, yeah, although a lot of people call me Alex, and in high school I was Al.
Yeah.
Or Yo Al.
Yo Al.
Yo Al.
Okay, you'll be Yo Al.
Yo
Al. Wasn't that Superman's father?
I beg your pardon?
Superman's father. Wasn't he Yo Al?
No, that's the...
Cal Al.
That's the Israeli airline, Yo Al.
What's up, Al?
Well, I have to preface my question by saying that my father was Leonard Bernstein.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he had a sort of lifelong quest for the perfect convertible.
Did he really?
To menace everybody else on the road with.
I always knew I liked that guy. Really? He was a convertible person.
Yeah, in the olden days when his show was sponsored by Ford Lincoln.
Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get him started.
I just met a girl.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear you sing that.
But I have to say that of everything he ever did, nothing was as inspired as Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion, let it sink back in the ocean. That was inspired, man.
Well, I think you got to give Steve Sondheim credit for that.
Well, yeah, he did the words, right?
Yeah. Most of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you in the music business, Alex?
Oh, no.
Andrew?
No, I took some piano lessons and...
And
it wasn't in your heart, huh?
So, I mean, what do you do, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm a teacher by trade.
Of?
Of English and drama.
Ah, so the arts are still in there. I mean, I didn't figure you for a concrete contractor.
Sometimes I wish I were. No, I also run a foundation that my father started, Arts and Education.
Ah, foundation, concrete foundation.
And you work right in Manhattan?
Uh-huh.
And you live in Manhattan.
And I live in Manhattan.
And have you got a car?
Yes, I have a car.
It always amazes me that you could live in Manhattan and have a car.
It amazes me, too.
But there are, I suppose, millions of people who do it.
Well, we had a call a few weeks ago from a woman who had recently moved to New York and was complaining that her the spot for her car costs more a month than her apartment.
It's true. It's unbelievable.
There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
Well, it's telling you something. No, it's telling you that you shouldn't have a car or you shouldn't be living in New York.
But you have a car, and obviously you have a question.
We have a view or anything.
Yeah, we've managed to avoid your question for quite a while here, so we'll let you ask it.
Yeah, what's the problem?
All right, it's not a problem. But when I was 12, we spent the summer in Italy, and my father, one of his convertibles, he decided to buy a Maserati. Mm. And so he was in love with this car, and the guy that sold it to him said that when he downshifted, he should do this thing called double clutching. You know, where you on the way down, while you're in neutral, you...
Let the clutch out.
Let the clutch out, give it gas,
then you put it back in again.
And
right.
Then you put it back in. So I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. And then when I got my first car, a horrible Capri, used Capri, I started doing this, and I've been doing it ever since, because I just remembered how cool it was that my father did it in the Maserati.
Now, this Maserati was like a 50-something?
Oh, it was, it must have been 68, 67.
A 67 Maserati.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was brand new.
It was brand new.
I think this Italian mechanic gave your father bogus information.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's a given, isn't it? that was redundant. I'm sorry. 67. I mean, it's so unlike, the only reason that you would ever have to double clutch is if you don't have a synchronized transmission. This transmission doesn't have what we call synchros in it.
Synchro mesh transmission.
Right.
And the Maserati must have had a synchro mesh transmission. I mean, by that time, virtually everyone had one. Certainly a high-end car like that would have had
Sure.
Which would obviate the necessity
of double clutching.
Double clutching. The reason you would double clutch is to match the gear speed so that you wouldn't get gear clash when you shifted, especially downshifting. So you would double, you would let the clutch out while the thing was in neutral, and you change the engine speed, usually bring it up if you were upshifting so that the gears would be turning at the same speed so they wouldn't clash and grind when you made your shift. And it would take some practice to figure out exactly how much gas you would have to give it between shifts. Otherwise, you would put it into the next gear, and as you tried to get it into gear, you'd get this.
Right. Because the engine would be turning at a much different speed from the transmission, and you'd have to that wonderful grinding noise.
Right.
And I have to say, though, that once you had learned the technique of double clutching, it is a magnificent way to drive.
Oh, I love it.
Totally unnecessary, but it makes you feel
like you're racing.
Like you're really doing something.
And you will never unlearn this. I mean, you've been doing this for years, obviously.
Yeah.
You'll never unlearn it. But it looks cool, doesn't it? I mean, do people ask you all the time what you're doing?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you say,
and it feels cool, too.
And you say, I'm double clutching.
That's right.
And they say, wow.
And there's nothing wrong with doing it, really.
Well, I'm relieved to know that I'm not ruining my car.
You're not ruining your car.
You are ruining your car.
No, don't tell him that.
But, I mean, we can be honest. Alex is an adult here. He can take it. You are, but in the long run, what's the difference? You're never going to break yourself of this habit, so it's better that we just tell you that you're not ruining your car, and you can go off happy and just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, just forget you ever called us. But if nothing else, it will remind you, every time you double clutch, it will remind you of that wonderful summer you spent in Italy.
Yeah.
It'll remind you of your dad.
Exactly.
And the joy he's brought to everyone.
Yeah. And that's
the reason
enough.
Why you should continue to do it.
And in fact, I think everyone who has a manual transmission should double clutch in honor of Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I am going to start double clutching my car. And every time you do it, you say, Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion.
Well, someone's going to have to write a song for us, and I'm sure one of our listeners in your father's inimitable style will be able to write a song using his music and putting words which have double clutching.
I'm sure someone will do that
as a theme. Great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We should all double clutch in honor of Leonard. And when people say, what are you doing? I'm Bernsteining. You mean you don't do that when you drive? Ah, everyone will do
it.
Oh,
so we can change the whole
terminology.
We can change
the whole thing and then think 100 years from now when people are trying to figure out what the hell is this called Bernsteining for? Nobody will know. Just like now you dial the phone. It's got no dial.
Right.
But you dial it.
Yeah.
So this will become known as Bernsteining the clutch.
Or burning out the clutch.
Or burning out the clutch. Hey, Alexander, thanks a million for your call.
Thank you, guys. You're my heroes.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Burnstining the clutch. I love it.
Well, we could sing, I double clutch in America.
Very good. The truth, though, is that what we really need is a Leonard Bernstein song that would get people to call in their pledges. Now, that would be inspiring, wouldn't it?
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
I made a pledge in the fundraiser. I didn't hedge in the fundraiser.
Visa from you in the fundraiser.
A MasterCard too in the fundraiser.
Come on, we're singing for a supper. Please call in your pledge, will you?
We've been reduced to this. Thanks, and here's the number to call.
You don't want Blake and I to sing. It's 760-2010. That's 760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org. If you want to sing to us, when you're calling in, that would be perfectly fine. Don't double clutch on your public radio station this morning. Just throw it into gear and move forward. Make the pledge, 760-2010. Or maybe you can double clutch, call it Bernsteining it, but make the pledge, 760-2010.
Don't make us sing.
Don't.
Don't make.
Don't.
No, I'd be happy
the
to sing.
The car guys can sing.
But I won't.
We cannot.
760-2010.
Actually, Blake can.
No, well, you know, I'm always tempted to tell
it.
Stories about myself.
Bring
but,
it.
You know, in one story I did about barbershop quartets, I did end up singing in a story, Anita.
This was
years ago. But, don't make us sing. It is not our forte. Our forte is bringing you the news, and when you make a pledge, you support the programming you hear. Shows like Car Talk, the entertainment you hear on the weekends, the news you get from Morning Edition each day. It comes to you at this spot on the radio dial because it is supported by listeners like you. If you are not a member, as we call it, a financial contributor to this station, then you're not quite yet part of the equation. You've just got the listener part down. We need you to get the member part down. You do that with a phone call, 760-2010.
You fulfill the formula that makes this station work. Kind of with when you're absent, we're not as strong. So we need you. And again, the cool thing is you get to put the price tag on all your listening. And for me, it's like a high-level bargain. I'm like bargain bin shopping when I'm listening to public radio. Because for my pledge, the amount I pledge for every month, I'm like, wow, I get thousands on top of the pledge I make. You will, too, when you make your pledge at 760-2010. Online, WPLN.org. We've got all kinds of giveaways coming up this week. We've got tickets at certain pledging levels. Check it all out online. It's WPLN.org.
760-2010 is the phone number. Dickinson Wright, longtime supporter of this station, adding $25 if you'll pledge $50 or more. Take advantage of that add-on. And if you've never made a pledge before, we've got new member match money left, and that will match your first-time pledge dollar for dollar, maybe a $20 pledge. Could you do that for your public radio home? It turns into 40. We're going into What Do You Know, made possible in part by you, our listener members. Make a pledge at 760-2010. Support also comes from Tennessee Farm Bureau Insurance, a local Tennessee insurance company with 170 offices in 135 communities supporting local businesses and products in Tennessee. Information on